Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
This is tragedy that's been taking place in America, and it happened under the previous administration, just prescription after prescription of people who did not need opioids, and now fentanyl added to the opioids and also added to marijuana and these other things that are coming in. This reportedly is even coming from China. You know, it's coming through the postal system coming in, and where we're losing people. One particular man said, imagine a 747 hitting a mountain every single day. And you're losing that many people. He says, that's what it's like in the opioid crisis.
Wow.
And if there's that many people, that many plane crashes, we do something about it.
That's right.
But 72,000 people. Look at this graph right here. You're looking at 72,000 people in drug overdose, but 49,000 of them, right, were opioids. 49,000, 60 of those, which is the majority of them, all but 20,000 of the 70, was opioids. And, you know, people are being prescribed them by their doctors, but there's abuse by them. There was one particular town I remember that the doctor prescribed more pills to the small town than there was people in the town.
Yes.
And that's a drug dealer. That's not a pharmacist, so that's not a doctor. I mean, there's people that legitimately need medications too because they have pain that people haven't known about.
Mm-hmm.
And there is addictive natures to some of these drugs.
Sure,
of course. You know, and healing is the ultimate thing that we want.
And a lot of people do get addicted because they are trying to seek healing, you know, treatment for themselves or to relieve pain.
Right.
It's a process.
And it's something you need to be monitored when you're actually going through the use of something like that. And understand this, even food can be addicting. So we have to understand that, but this is taking, the different thing with food is it takes longer to take your life, but it still takes your life.
Yeah.
Bacon still can take you.
Oh yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But in regards to this thing that just happened, I mean, think about it. The legalization of marijuana, the pumping out of opioids, ISIS was coming up. Everything that could be imagined was being launched against our country and dividing everyone from everything that was normal. And now we're trying to come out of that. And the consequence of that is 72,000 people from drug overdose.
200 drug overdose deaths every single day.
200.
Or one every 8 minutes. Think about that.
One person dying every 8 minutes. And it wasn't, you know, done much about prior, but now under this current administration, as a matter of fact, didn't President Trump just signed?
Well, actually, the Senate actually just voted on a bill that's going to get sent to the president, 98-1. In fact, let's see, this just came out here from the Hill, and they're basically getting this information out. 98 senators voted, I believe one abstained or did not vote for it. And this is an important thing because we're seeing a crisis. I said overwhelmingly this is a bipartisan bill that actually passed, so they actually worked together on this. It is aimed at fighting the opioid crisis. They're sending it to the president's desk, and the upper chamber passed the bill 98-1. And they're trying to do is make sure that they're limiting the things that can happen the wrong way.
Well,
basically.
Think about this. Imagine you raise your son up. You know, all the young years, all the teen years, you saved up money to be able to send them to college, and you're planning their future. They're getting to find out who they are. They're going to get their education. But one day, in the middle of all this, we finally got here, hon. You're talking to your wife. You get a phone call, and the phone call is, it's your son. They're calling from the college that you sent your son to learn, and they had drugs on the campus, and they say, it's your son. And this particular man turns his wife on the phone and says, is he alive? And she says, no. What a tragedy. Well, that happened to former Fox News caster, Eric Bolling, and he shares his story, the importance of dealing. We got to deal with this opioid crisis. Let's take a look.
I'm Eric Bolling. I'm a television personality and a best-selling author, and I'm here to talk about the opioid crisis and how it affected my family. My son was a very, very social high schooler, grew up in New Jersey, just outside of New York City. He liked to have fun. He was a normal kid, loved baseball, loved his car. He went to the University of Colorado. He had a fantastic freshman year at the University of Colorado. So my wife and I are out to dinner, having a very, very normal dinner. On the way home, my wife was driving, and my phone rang. It was about 10:30 at night. My phone rang, cell phone, and it was a young man who was panicked. He said, Mr. Bolling, call Kayla right now. And I said, what's going on? He said, just call Kayla right now. she answered her phone and she was crying. I said, Kayla, for some reason my mind went right to this as a parent. I said, Kayla, is he alive? And she said, no. There's a detective in his apartment. The first week into his sophomore year, Eric Chase died of an opioid overdose. At that moment, my wife, who was in the driver's seat, we had pulled over the side of the road, literally fell into the road. I had to gather her up, and we sat on the curb for about an hour, crying, talking, trying to figure out what just happened. We never saw it coming. We never thought this we would get that call. Every parent doesn't want it. We got it. Sorry. Thank you. So afterwards, your mind tries to figure out what happened, what went wrong. Is it something we did? And then it's also coupled with, what are the people going to think? What are our neighbors going to think? What are our friends going to think? I mean, it sounds shallow, but that really is some of the things that go through your mind. I didn't know where to go. I had no support system. And so I went to Twitter and I said, look, this happened. I was overwhelmed by the amount and number of people who opioids are affecting. What I have done since then is to talk about the stories of people who are worried about a loved one, worried about a child, a brother, a sister, a mother, a coworker, a friend. It helps to talk about it and it helps to find resources for that help. There's one underlying issue that I think parents need to understand and is very, very important. I've seen it over the last few months since Eric's passed. Not my kid syndrome. Not my kid syndrome is terrible. Not my kid syndrome is a killer because you just don't know. It could very well be your kid. So do us all a favor. Do yourself a favor. Do your family a favor. Do your children a favor. Have the discussion with them and do it again and again and get involved in your kids' lives. Find out who they're talking to, who they're hanging around with. Keep an eye on what they're spending and where they're spending it. It matters. You can save someone.
It matters. Mm. You can save someone. Listen, there's nothing more. Maybe that's you and you're a parent. You're going like, that's my kid. I don't know. They're out. I don't know what they're doing. They're hanging with these folks and I'm feeling this feeling inside of my heart. I don't know. That's a terrible, terrible feeling. I understand that feeling. It's a brokenness. It's a place of being shredded. And you don't know, is my son going to be next? Is my daughter going to be next? And we're praying for you right now. And if that's you, listen, we want to hear from you. Comment below, write to us. We want to be able to join with you in prayer.
In prayer, absolutely.
Listen, the reports are one use of one particular laced marijuana cigarette with fentanyl or opioids, whatever it was, that it did this to took a son's life, a future, a generation, everything. Listen, this country is committed to do something about it. As a matter of fact, here is President Trump right now saying that he's going to do something, is doing something about this crisis. It's the White House.
For generations, the American dream was built on the idea that our children will live longer and more prosperous lives than ever before. Tragically, for many of our fellow citizens, the opioid crisis has replaced the American dream with the nightmare of addiction. A terrible, terrible situation. Drug overdoses are now the leading cause of accidental death in the United States. Every day, about 175 Americans die of drug overdose, and the majority of these deaths are caused by opioids. That is why my administration has declared the opioid crisis a national public health emergency. The opioid epidemic is truly the crisis next door. But too often, we forget that. Stigma, silence, and a lack of information prevent us from confronting this crisis as we should. We launched this website to bring together the stories behind the opioid epidemic. These are stories of despair and shock, but also of community, recovery, and hope. I invite every American affected by the opioid crisis to share their story. Working together, we will end the stigma of addiction, defeat the opioid epidemic, and overcome the crisis next door.
Imagine, think about this. We now have a leader that says, we're going to stop it. We're going to do something about it. But you vote. You determine who that leadership is. As a matter of fact, the elections are coming up right now. And you need to vote for the next generation before another 72,000 people die in this year. vote for leadership just like this that says, listen, we're going to stop this. Go to vfnkb.com/vote. Get registered to vote. Find out about who you're voting for and these voter guides that are out there for you. It's time for us to make a difference. Maybe we can stop the next crisis from taking place. Vote. vfnkb.com/vote.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at vfntv.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at vfntv.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at vfntv.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.